All right, I want to talk about today's Sfiras HaOmer and when to count the Omer. Now, obviously, we know we count the Omer at night, but when at night do we count the Omer? So the Torah says that the Sfira of the day should be Tamimos, and the Poskim understand that that means that you should count as early in the night as possible, so that when you're counting the coming day, you're counting the whole day in front of you, that the entire day is included in the Tamimos of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, should you count before Maariv? Should you count after Maariv? So the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that Sfira should be done after Maariv, but before Aleinu. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That apparently is the original minhag. After Maariv, before Aleinu. So we'll get to the Aleinu part in a second. The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the Maror Ketziah, quoted in the Bir Halacha, says that really the counting should be done at the very beginning of the night, even if you don't daven until later. What if I daven at 11 o'clock Maariv? So I should still count Svira after Maariv? So he said, no, obviously you count as early in that as possible. The only reason Shulchan Aruch says after Maariv is that the minhag used to be that everyone used to daven Maariv very early in the night. So that's why it says to count after Maariv. But it's not really a din to count after Maariv. However, the Chok Yaakov, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, quoted in the Bir Halacha, says, no, there is such a din, that Maariv should always come first, even if you're going to daven later. Now, why would that be true? Why would Maariv come first? What happened to the Tamimus of counting Sfira? Why would you have to dafka daven Maariv first? So three suggestions I saw in the Poskim. Chok Yaakov himself says, maybe it's a din in Tadir Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem, that you should always do first whatever is more common, and therefore Maariv is more common than Sfiras HaOmer, so Maariv should come before Sfiras HaOmer. But that's a very shvera taina, because Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem means I have two mitzvahs that I want to do both right now. Which one should I do first right now? So then you go with the one that's more Tadir. But if you have one mitzvah that you're anyway not going to do for the next 3 hours, and another mitzvah that you could do right now, so what, I should delay the other mitzvah 3 hours since I'm delaying one of them 3 hours? That doesn't make any sense. Why should I do that? Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem means that if I have two mitzvahs in front of me and I have to decide, triage, I have to decide which one's going to come first. So you decide with the Tadir. Very, very difficult to understand why this should fall in the category of Tadir. And I saw Rav Vazner in the Tshuva in Chelek Vav, Siman Nun Gimel, has that same taina. He doesn't understand the Chok Yaakov for the same reason. The Ber Hetev in Sivkat Nechaf writes that the mitzvah of Sfira should be done with a minion, because it's appropriate to do mitzvahs in proximity to each other, and to dafka do it per Rabbim. There's such an additional hiddur in doing it per Rabbim. So that's why when you're davening Maariv with a minion, so you should do Sfira Salomer with a minion. That's why it's dafka after Maariv, even though theoretically one would have thought it would be better to count earlier in the night. No, after Maariv is better. Rav Vazner says that the reason to do it after Maariv is just a very practical reason. Rav Vazner in that Tshuva in Chelek Vav, Siman Nun Gimel, is that people typically forget to count Sfira unless they're doing it together with Maariv. That's why, for the most part, at least in my experience, is the women that I know in my family very rarely make it to the end of Sfira counting with a bracha, because they don't have Maariv with a minion every night. If you have Maariv with a minion every night, it's very easy to remember to count Sfira with a bracha, because it's what they do. So there are all sorts of tricks. You have reminders, emails, and whatever, and you set your iPhone, and I always switch my watch from my left hand to my right hand to remind me. You have all sorts of tricks, but that's the most commonly time that it's forgotten is if a person is not davening Maariv with a minion. So that's why it makes sense to count Sfira together with Maariv, to make it as a built-in reminder. Now, are you allowed to count before Tzeis HaKochavim? So technically, Sfira Samar Bizman Hazeh is Midrabanan, is only Mitzvah Midrabanan, now that we don't have the Korban Omer. It's Machlokes Rishonim, but we pass against Midrabanan. So any doing a mitzvah that's mitzvah belayla during Ben HaShemashos is a safek, and the halacha is safek drabanan lekula. So technically, one is yotzei if one counts during Ben HaShemashos. However, one tries to avoid situations of safek, and therefore it's clearly better to count Sfira after Tzeis HaKochavim and not to count during Ben HaShemashos. Now, what should you do if you're davening a shul that davens Maariv early and they're counting during Ben HaShemashos? They daven Maariv, let's say, in my shul when we have a Maariv Minyan on Sunday night. During the week, the Maariv Minyan is 10:15. It's late. But on Sunday night, the Mincha Maariv is together, and Mincha is right before Shkia. Maariv is right after Shkia. So we finish Maariv, it's whatever, 12 minutes after Shkia. So that's squarely in Ben HaShemashos. So can you count Sfira then? So the Mishnah Brura says, his interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch is that you should count with the minyan without a bracha, having in mind that if you remember later, you don't want to be yotze with this counting, and if you remember later, then you should count with the bracha, meaning you should count al tanai. Count now, al tanai, that if I forget later, this should count as my mitzvah Sfira Salomer. If I remember later, this should not count as my mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and then I'll be able to make a bracha later, and I'll count later. That's what he suggests is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Then he quotes the sheet of the Taz and the Magen Avraham, who say that there's no such thing as making a Tanai. You can't make a Tanai that I'm going to say the Svira, and maybe it won't count as the Svira. It's only if I forget later that it counts as the Svira, if I remember later, there's no such thing as such a Tanai. And the only reason the Shulchan Aruch recommends to count early with the Minyan is to not make it appear as if you don't want to do the mitzvah. But you should certainly have specific kavana not to fulfill the mitzvah at that point, meaning not with a Tanai. Shulchan Aruch is really recommending, says the Magen Avraham, that when the shul is counting early, you should have in mind that you don't want the mitzvah. I'm saying this svira without any kavana l'shem mitzvah. Dafka kavana not to be yotzei to the mitzvah, because I want to count later after it says chavim. Problem with doing that is, you're going to be so frum, and you're going to have in mind, I don't want the mitzvah, and then later, you're going to forget, because you're not counting the minyan. So I think the minhag that people do is they do count with a bracha during Ben HaShemashos, because me'ikra adin yir yotzei, and if you remember later, count again without a bracha later. I think that's typically what people normally do. But what about, this was the question that was originally submitted, before Aleinu or after Aleinu? We've seen both minhagim. Some shuls that count sphere before Aleinu, others count after Aleinu. So in Harei Kedem, in Simon Kuf Tes, in Chelik Beis of Harei Kedem, he deals with this issue. He writes that in the Sefer Shari Rachamim of the Gra, that he says that they should count after Aleinu, and the Chak Yaakov and the Shulchan Aruch and the Siman Tav Peites and the Prima Gadim Nation of Ram Tav Peites Kan Tezvav says you count before Aleinu. So he said, what's behind this issue? Count after Aleinu, count before Aleinu. So he says, it's not an issue. These two deos have nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer. These two deos have to do with how you view Aleinu. It has nothing to do with how you view Sfiras HaOmer. He says, what is the yisod of saying Aleinu at the end of every tefillah? There are two possibilities. Either it's a din in the Gemara tefillah, that the cherry on top of every tefillah is supposed to be Sfiras HaOmer, or it's a din in leaving shul, that before you leave shul, I mean, not Aleinu, not Sfiras HaOmer, or that it's a din in leaving shul, that before you leave shul, you should say Aleinu. That it's something that a person does before they leave shul. The Bach in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Lam Gimel writes, "Va'omer aleinu l'shabeh, chatam hu litkoa bilvavenu kodem sheneftarim lebateim yichun malcha shamayim v'sheichazik bilvavenu emunuzu sheyavir glulim in ha'aretz v'alilim korosi koreisim l'sakin olam ki oz gam ki yesh l'kolechem l'Yisrael masu umatonim agoyim ovdi avodazor v'gileim umatzlichim." Before we go out into the big vast world out there and we see people who believe in all sorts of things and do all sorts of avodazor and we see that they're matzliach, lo nifne levavenu el alilim val yale b'machshava chas v'sholom shum hir ravera. We imbue in ourselves the notion that it's all hevel v'rik, it's all garbage, it's nothing, and that our emun, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real deal, and our religion is the real thing. We have to remind ourselves of that before we go out into the real world. Says into the big world out there, says the Bach, apparently what the Bach holds is, Aleinu is not about tefillah, Aleinu is about leaving shul. When you're going to leave the comfortable confines of your base medrash, your base HaKnesses, so you remind yourself before you go out what's truly valuable. If that's true, then when you're davening Mincha Maariv together, let's say, and you're not leaving shul in between, you shouldn't say Aleinim, right? If we're about leaving shul, you shouldn't have to say. And he says that's why the minhag of the Chassam Sofer was he wouldn't say Aleinu after Mincha on Erev Shabbos, because he wouldn't leave shul after Mincha on Erev Shabbos, stay for Kabbalah Shabbos followed by Maariv, yeah? Shachris. Oh, that's not the last thing we say. Yeah, the Rambam says we say Shir Shalom after. It's also a good kasha. So, and he said that's why we don't say Aleinu after Musaf on Yom Kippur and after Mincha on Yom Kippur, because you're there all day in shul. You're not leaving shul, so there's no sense in saying Aleinu because you're not leaving shul. However, there are others that have the exact opposite extreme minhag that are no say Aleinu after Tefillah Shachris and again after Tefillah Musaf on Shabbos morning, even though they don't leave shul. Why? Because they hold it's a din in Siyum HaTfila, that every tefillah has to be ended with an Aleinu. So he says, maybe the Nukudas HaMachlokas is exactly that. When should you say Sfira? If you hold Aleinu is the Gemar HaTfila, so Sfira is not a tefillah. Sfira is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It has nothing to do with tefillah. We just happen to put it near Maariv because it's an easy way to remember. But it's a separate mitzvah. So you would first finish off tefillah with Aleinu, and then count Sfiras HaOmer. But if you hold Aleinu is not a Gemara Tefillah, Aleinu is the introduction to going outside to the big world out there, so Sfiras HaOmer should come first, because Aleinu should be the last thing you do before you leave shul. That's how the Rav Soloveitchik explained the two minhagim. What I've seen in many places is that they'll count Sfira after Aleinu. They'll count Sefirah before Aleinu typically, because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But if they're counting early, because they daven right after Shkia, then they'll count Sefirah after Aleinu. Why? Because at least you'll push Sefirah back another minute or so, another minute and a half between Aleinu and the Kaddish. You'll be able to push Sefirah, you know, a little bit later into the night, and that's at least closer to nighttime, closer to the proper Zman of Sefirah Salomeh.